Hey, it's Sam here from RecipeThis.com. And we've beeped. I wonder what we're cooking today using our kitchen gadgets. Today's kitchen gadget recipe is all about using the microwave to reheat your steak. Whilst I much prefer to reheat steak in the air fryer, you can also use the microwave, and it's perfect for if you don't have an air fryer at home and want your steak reheated fast, because we all know about how quick microwaves are for things like this. And also, if you've got your leftover steak dinner in full on a plate in the fridge, you can just grab your plate and you can reheat your leftover steak as well as your sides. And then you can add a little bit of butter to the top of your steak as well. And it's just totally up to you. We actually had some steak that we cooked along with some leftover air fry potato wedges and some leftover sauce. So we just loaded it all into the microwave at once on the plate. We'd served it on and it was just perfect. So you can do the same, or it depends on what you've got left over and how you want to reheat it. So place the leftover steak onto your dinner plate and then add in any extra sides that you want to reheat. Plus, add a little butter over the steak if you want to, or you can just get your leftover plate from last night that is already portioned up. Yep, that's what I did. And then place the plate into the microwave. Microwave for 90 seconds. Check, and if it needs longer, add an extra 30 seconds. If not piping in the centre, continue in 30 second intervals. It can differ depending on the size of your steak and your microwave wattage. And then serve. And then look, you've reheated steak in the microwave. And you can do the same in the air fryer. We love reheating steak in the air fryer. You can also use either the air fryer or the microwave for defrosting and cooking your steak in. It's just brilliant. And if you do have an air fryer, head over to Recipe This and search air fryer steak. And if you're big on the microwave, then search microwave on Recipe This, because we've got loads of stuff to get you going and use your microwave more. Thanks so much for listening, and I just love talking about all my favourite air fryer recipes with you so that you can recreate them at home. And if you've not heard, it's getting closer and closer and closer to the release date of our air fryer cookbook. And to celebrate this, we are now running a giveaway. And this is for anybody can enter this giveaway that has pre-ordered our air fryer cookbook. And it's the opportunity to win our complete air fryer accessories and the accessories we use in the air fryer the most, which is valued at over £150 worth of air fryer accessories. As well as this, you'll get, without having to enter the giveaway, this is yours for free just for pre-ordering. And that's our time and temps chart, which covers all the main air fryer recipes that we do the most, that we don't need to consult a cookbook all the time to do them, and we just want that time and temp list on our fridge for easy access, such as wanting to know the time and temp for cooking some chicken breasts, or maybe you want to cook some frozen French fries in the air fryer. We've got all this covered for you in here. So if you head over to RecipeThis.com, search giveaway, you'll find out all the details about getting your time and temp chart, pre-ordering if you haven't done so already, as well as entering the competition for the chance to win our massive air fryer accessories bundle. So again, thank you so much for listening, and I cannot wait to share even more air fryer recipes with you.